the rest of the story. It was May 1883. Buffalo Bill's Wild West show reached Chicago. That first Sunday, 40,000 mobbed the West Side Driving Park to witness the show, to see with their own eyes the heroes that they had been hearing about for years. Johnny Baker, the Cowboy Kid, Captain Payne, the Oklahoma Raider, Buck Taylor, the King of the Cowboys. But the performer crowds really turned out to see was not a he, but a she, the sure-shot so-called Marvel of the West, Annie Oakley. Now, at some point in Annie's impressive display of marksmanship, Bill Cody would walk out and offer a free pass to anybody who could outshoot her. And show after show, the sharpest eyes and the steadiest hands in Chicago came forward, but none succeeded. But then one day, a boy stood up. A boy, amidst the spectators, stood up and called out, "I'd like to try." Buffalo Bill grinned. Waved to him to come on down. "How old are you, son?" the old cavalry scout asked. The boy said, 16. "You know how to shoot?" The boy nodded. He'd learned to handle a six-shooter while visiting a Wyoming cattle ranch. Also, he and his brother sometimes shot pigeons off the neighbor's roof. Yes, he knew how to shoot. Well, Bill Cody and Annie Oakley exchanged slight smiles. And then the former said, "All right, son, step right up." And the boy, this city slicker teenager, to the amazement of the Wild West troop and the delight of the hometown crowd, won the shooting match hands down. And when the show was over, Buffalo Bill approached the young marksman. He asked, "Who are you kin, boy?" And the teenager a little sheepishly confessed that his daddy was president of Chicago Musical College. Bill Cody shook his head. To come from highbrow city folk and wield a shooting iron like that was quite a thing, he said. And then he nodded. "There's always room in the show for a talent like yours." The boy beamed. Did Mr. Cody really mean it? Could he actually join the Wild West show? And Buffalo Bill nodded. The two shook on it. But this is the rest of the story. When the troop left town some weeks later, the young marksman from Chicago did leave with them. The problem was he had not spoken a word of his plans to his parents, and when his stern father learned where and why he had run away, he was promptly retrieved for the tongue-lashing of his young life. "You will return to Ogden High School," his father said. "You will graduate. You will take a job in the office of our musical college," and that, declared the boy's father, was that. That was final. And in fact, it did come to pass. But that teenager would never forget that exciting experience before a cheering crowd. He would never forget those magical moments when he was Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, when he outshot Annie Oakley. For once upon a time, a city boy who longed to be something else matched the one and only Annie Oakley shot for shot and won. And in the process, glimpsed for the first time the world of show business, of which he was to become a major part. Now, all of your life, you've known the name that became synonymous with the Follies, the name of that master showman, Florence Ziegfeld. Now you know the Ziegfeld Follies was born at the point of a gun, because now you know the rest of the story.